You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Daryl Bowles, and I am going to demonstrate a brief overview of an app that I find personally a wonderful app. It is called Sermon Audio, or Sermons, as it is labeled on the home screen when it is installed. Now, Sermons or Sermon Audio is for the iPhone and iPad, and there is Apple Watch support. It is available on the App Store. It is a free app. And what this app allows you to do is it allows you to listen to various Christian streams. You can search by state, by denomination. You can search by pastor. So that's really nice. It also lets you search locally in your area. And what it will also let you do is download sermons to your device for offline listening. That's just a few things that it can do. You don't have to listen to sermons just in your area. You can stream sermons all over the world, if you like. Sermon audio uploaders or content creators can upload their sermons with the app, and so there's a lot of things that can be done. I am not going to demonstrate everything in this podcast, but I will take you through some of the most common features that I use. And so with that in mind, let's jump right into this. And just before we do, I want to let you all know that I am using this on an iPhone 6S Plus with VoiceOver using Alex. So with that in mind, off we go. Hitting the home button to unlock the device.
Messages. Double tap to open.
And what I'm going to do is just tell Siri to open up Sermons. Hey Siri, open Sermons.
Sermons. Add button.
There is an add button. That's the first thing it landed on.
Add button.
And that add button will probably let you add a sermon to favorites or to a list of sermons, speakers that you like to listen to. So let's swipe to the right.
Search. Search field.
That will let you search for a speaker.
QR sermon audio button.
You can actually look up sermon audio via QR codes.
Pull down to refresh ellipsis. Last updated 9/29/15, 6:10 p.m. Launch local link image. Enjoy heading level 1 link 1,011,924 heading level 1 sermons heading level 1 link
1,011,924 sermons. Wow.
Play.radio link image main menu heading level 1 6,056 heading level 1 current active users heading level 1 my favorite things link broadcasters sermons speakers link for sermon audio plus or full members only link daily featured sermons link Holy Spirit conviction link Bill Parker link vertical line your avenue Grace Church link our staff picks link Scripture's sufficiency link.
You can listen to staff picks, but at the bottom, this is the home tab, but at the bottom of the screen, if I tap on the bottom left-hand corner,
selected home tab 1 of 5,
says selected. That's the home tab. These are the most important areas of the app.
My church tab 2 of 5.
My church. This is where your local church is selected, and I will be demonstrating that shortly.
Downloads tab 3 of 5.
Downloads. This is where your downloads are stored.
News tab 4 of 5.
News. I forgot to mention this, and I'll mention it now. The news area is where they have Christian-related news. Some of it is political. Some of it is not. Recently, I read an article about the testimony of one of the ladies who refused to give licenses and was actually put in jail for it. So you can find articles that you can share.
Local tab 5 of 5.
And local. Local kind of opens up a map interface, and it shows you all of the churches in your area that use Sermon Audio or are Sermon Audio Plus members. And you can basically find your local church and add it to the My Church area. So we've looked at the home area, and I want to go to the My Church area now.
Vertical line, Calvary Memorial, My Church, tab 2 of 5.
I just moved my finger across the screen until I found it, and I'm going to double tap. Okay. The app did not speak.
First Baptist Church, heading level 1.
But I moved to the heading that said First Baptist Church. This is my local church.
Phil Jones, heading level 1.
Phil Jones is the pastor there.
Powell, Tennessee, heading level 1. Photoframe.png, image, link, image, resources, heading level 1. Enjoy listening to any of our, heading level 546 sermons, heading level 1.
And they have 546 sermons posted. And this is really nice, too. Say you can't make the service that you want to attend for whatever reason. You're sick. You just had a late night the night before, whatever it is. If your content providers are quick, they can upload their sermons after they're done. You will see them posted either 24 hours or 48 hours after the sermon. So you can go back and listen to them. Now, keep in mind that if your church, like mine, has a worship set before the actual preaching begins, you will not get the worship set, or at least I don't. I guess that solely depends on what church you attend. So let's keep swiping to the right.
New sermons, link.
New sermons.
My church, link.
My church, again, we'll just bring up where we are right now.
Contact us, link, 865-947-9074, link. Phone
number. And that's really nice, because I can double tap this and I can call them.
Address.
And here's the address.
First Baptist Church, 7706 Ewing Road, Powell, Tennessee, 3rd Maps, Bible.
You can look it up on maps, and the Bible is the New King James Version.
Member ID, Powell, link.
And it shows their member ID, which is FBC Powell.
My church ID, about us. Welcome to First Baptist, Powell, more, link. Service times and info, link. Subscribe to podcast, link. Comments, link.
There's a subscribe to podcast, so it sounds to me like it's also available on iTunes, so I can get the podcast that way.
Email, link. Share, link. Email
I can share.
Recent sermons, heading level 1.
Recent sermons. That's a heading, and I will have to say this much, that they did a really nice job of making this app accessible. I greatly appreciate the time and diligence that SermonAudio.com took in making this app accessible. So I could have jumped here by heading, so let's keep going to the right.
More from First Baptist Church, heading level, Worship's Impact on Worshipper, link.
Worship's Impact on Worshipper, that's one of the sermons.
Phil Jones, link. Vertical line 9/27/2015, link. Overcomers, link. Phil Jones, link. Vertical line 9/27/2015, link.
Okay, the 27th, that was this Sunday, because today is the 29th, so yes, that was, that was Sunday, yes, this past Sunday.
Perfected love, link.
But I want to look at a, but I want to look at a sermon, and let's go with Overcomers. I'm going to double tap on this link.
Overcome back button.
We land on a back button on this screen. Let's swipe to the right.
Pull down to refresh. Ellipsis.
Pull down to refresh. Let's keep going.
Last updated. 9/29 sermons list. Asp. Link. Image. Overcomers. Heading level 1. Absolute Assurance. Heading level 1.
It's part. Now, Overcomers was one, the title of the sermon. The series that Pastor Phil Jones is doing is called Absolute Assurance, and it's based out of the book of 1 John. That was another heading, so let's swipe to the right.
Phil Jones, heading level 1, Sunday, September 27th, 2015, heading level 1.
And it was done this past Sunday, so yeah, they're really quick about uploading.
Play MP3 audio, link.
Play MP3 audio. But that's not all we can do, and we will play a sample of that. But there are other options here. Let's swipe to the right.
47 minutes, link.
47 minutes in length.
Vertical line 64 kbps, vertical line 20 plus, link.
64 kbps, that is the high quality stream.
Download MP3, 23 megabytes, link.
I can download this MP3, which we will go back and do momentarily.
Play alternate, link.
Play alternate.
16 kbps, link.
This is for people who have very limited data, or who have very slow internet connections. This would be almost considered a dial-up stream. So we got a 64 and a 16.
View in browser, link.
I can view it in Safari.
Event. Sunday, AM. Bible text. 1 John 5, 1-5.
And he's showing the Bible passage that he took his sermon from.
Sermon ID. 92715194198.
There's the sermon ID.
9271. Like on Facebook. Share this sermon with your friends. Link.
I can share this sermon with Facebook.
QR code vertical line share. Link.
There's a QR code.
Quickly share this sermon via QR code. Link. View entire series. Link.
view entire series. That's a nice link, because this series actually runs a while, and I may have missed something along the way, and I want to go back and listen to a different one of the series.
Back button.
Sorry about that. Siri thought I was talking to
share
it.
Code, vertical line share. Quickly share this view and type 14 sermons. Link.
There's 14 sermons in this series.
Vertical line absolute chart. User comments. Link. Add a comment to this sermon. Link.
I can add comments if I want to.
First Baptist Church. Link. Phil Jones. Link. Vertical line Powell. Email. Link. Share. Link. Email at favorites. Link.
Favorite sermons.
Roku TF2.png. Image. Play to Roku TV. Heading level 1. Enjoy this sermon on your TV via Roku. Heading level 1.
You can listen to it on Roku TV.
Play audio on TV. Link. Chromecast icon.png. Chromecast TV. Heading
on
level 1.
On Chromecast.
Enjoy this sermon on your cast audio to TV. More sermons. Heading level 1. Listen to more sermons by Phil Jones. Heading level Worship's impact on worshiper. Link.
And it shows.
Like on Facebook. Share this sermon with your back button.
The other sermons that you can listen to.
Sermons, overcome, absolute insurance, heading level, Phil Jones, Sunday, play MP3 audio.
So let's go ahead, double tap this link.
Play MP3 audio, link. Player name, button.
Amen. Well, our children in kindergarten through the fifth grade, their parents would like for them, and if the choir will kind of just wait till the children get out, and then there'll be room for the choir and orchestra. And if you don't mind, since with the children leaving, if there's room in the pew, would you kind of scoot to the middle so the choir coming down and orchestra will find a place to sit and won't have to look at the back of my hair, which is thinning greatly. While they're doing that and coming down, let me just say a word about... Again, tonight's service, and I do thank the choir and orchestra for coming out on the Saturday and on yesterday to spend some rehearsal time and get to know John and Laurie a little better. And tonight we will, after our worship time, we will have an affirmation vote of calling John and
screen dimmed.
Is our
screen locked.
Pastor of worship leading us worship.
Click.
I am sorry, the loudness of my voiceover was due to me turning up the volume so that you could hear Pastor Phil speak. He took his time on the intro.
Tab icon share button.
And I am sorry for that. I'm going to back up with a two-finger swipe.
Overcomers button, Phil Jones. First Baptist Church, 1.0x, player R button.
But what I am
player
going
X,
to do...
Button. 2 of 5 R's, sig player X button.
I'll double tap the player X button, and that will exit the player.
Last updated sermons list over absolute Phil Jones.
But what we are going to do now,
play MP3 out 47 minutes. Vertical line download MP3.
We're going to download this.
Download MP3. 23 megabytes. Link.
And I've double tapped it.
I don't know really what the official title is. I forgot. Something like that. And tonight we'll be taking a break. I've been for some time, and will be for about the next year in a series entitled "Here We Stand," looking at some of the
Okay, and for some reason, it started playing the alternate stream.
2 of 5, player X button.
So we're going to exit player the player, but let's
downloads. One item.
Check
tab.
The
three
downloads to see.
Search, search field, sermons, 1. Overcomers, Phil Jones. Actions available. Capital.
And.
Oscar, containers, speech rate. Words, characters, headings, containers, headings, containers.
It says there are actions available.
Tip, overcomers, Phil Jones, tip, swipe left to delete items. Overcomers, Phil Jones, First Baptist Church. Actions available.
The one thing that I wish that they would have done is to make it so that it would have given you a bit more tutor help with this app. But let's see what happens when we double tap this.
Overcomers, Phil Jones, first that player
in
button.
In our culture, as well as some of the controversial doctrines in the Bible. And we're going to take a break from that for one night to really talk about, well...
Player in. Overcomer, selected, audio, button, 1 of 3, tab icon list, button, 2 of 5 R's, tab icon list, 2 of 5 R's, 2 of 5 R's, move to, selected, audio, button, 1 of 3, selected, audio, video, button, 2 of PDF, button, search, search field, PDF, button, 3 of 3.
We have audio, video, and PDF. If you have video sermons, you can download and listen to those. You can also download the PDF of the text that is used for the sermon, and you can review those as well. I have personally not tried that yet, but I said we were going to do at least one more thing on this podcast. We've looked at downloading. We've looked at listening to sermons.
My Church tab, 2 of 5.
But let's go from the My Church tab,
news tab, 4
to the news tab, and let's see what's here. I've double tapped it.
Selected. Breaking news button. 1 of 2.
There's breaking news.
Site notices button. 2 of 2.
And site notices. We want breaking news.
Pull down to refresh. Breaking news. Heading level. Today, Tuesday, September 29th, 2015. Heading level 1.
That's another heading.
News and focus. Link. What I learned from Pope visit. Link. Dr. Paul J. Dean Jr. Link. Vertical Line Providence Baptist Church. Link. Daily briefing with Al Mohler. Link. The briefing 09, 29, 15. Link. Dr. Mohler. Link. Vertical Line Albert Mohler. Vertical Line. Most recent news headlines. Heading level 1. New info. Asp. Heading level 43443.jpg. Heading level 1. New info. Asp. Heading level 43442. New info. Asp. 4344. New info. Asp. 4343. Doctor expelled from Boston Hospital for statements about health. Ellipsis. Link.
Ooh, here's an interesting article after swiping a few times to get by the images. Doctor expelled from Boston Hospital about statements. Well, what statements did he make? Let's find out with a double tap.
Back button. 43443.jpg. A Massachusetts urologist has been expelled by a Boston hospital for making statements on an internal online portal expressing concern about the health dangers of same-sex sexual activity.
Okay. I'm not going to read much of this because I don't wish to cause any controversies. I am not the developer of this app. I am not... I'm stating this disclaimer for what I will let you hear. I did not write this, and I'm not responsible for this. So I'm going to do a two-finger swipe down.
A Massachusetts urologist has been expelled by Boston Hospital for making statements on an internal online portal expressing concern about the health dangers of same-sex sexual activity. Dr. Paul Church serves as a urology professor at Harvard University and also has admitting privileges at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, where he has seen patients for nearly the past 30 years. He also has participated in medical missions outreaches in Mexico and Africa. For over the past decade, Church has expressed concerns to his colleagues about the hospital's promotion of homosexual events. He has commented both by email and on the hospital's internal portal that it is improper to promote lifestyles that are contrary to the goals of the healthcare community, and has been met with allegations that his comments constitute discrimination, harassment, and are offensive to BIDMC staff. Ellipsis, click here to read entire article. Link, christiannews.share, link, email address, attack, email to friend, christiannews.share, click here to read entire article, link.
That is the headline, or a small part of the article, and if I wanted to view the whole article, I could double tap that. I could also share this. And so that's just a very small taste of what this app can do. Again,
play
it
button.
Is...
home.
I'm going to shut down the app now. This is Sermon Audio plus iPhone plus iPad edition. You can just search for it by typing in Sermons or Sermon Audio in the App Store. It is a free app, and if you want a fuller demonstration of this app or you have any questions, you can email me at dgbowles@msn.com. Or my Twitter username is @evil_zone. That is @EVIL_ZONE. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the podcast.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.